He's been cleared by all doctors. They say, he says he's not at game speed yet, but he's getting there, and he plans on being. The Pats have a bye week this week. The week after that, they play the Bills, and he says he plans on being there for the Bills game. The Patriots fans, like myself, should be excited. We now have a defensive captain. That's one of the things I think we were missing. Harrison's gone. Tyrone Poole's gone. Randall Gay is just back. Coming back this week as a nickelback, I think, and now Teddy Bruschi comes in, and that's big. That's huge. That's gonna build a presence with the New England defense, and I think you're gonna see a tough New England defense like you used to see because of the presence of Bruschi, and I think that'll help Tom Brady also to have his good buddy back and know that he has that safety valve on the defense. Brian, we got to go, buddy. We got to let these boys get in here.
All right. Well, Russo, and who's with you, Russo?
Ben.
Russo and Ben are next with After Hours, I guess. I don't know.
We will be back
Monday night.
Monday, yes, sir.
We will break down the NC State. What's the other team?
Wake Forest.
Thank you.
We'll talk a little about the Wake Forest.
Yeah. I'm not going to be here, anyway, so I have no idea what y'all talk
about.
Okay,
here we go. We're going to talk a little football. We're going to talk a little NC State. We're going to do what we normally do on Monday nights. We're going to recap the weekend in sports. But we will see you then. Until then, I believe we have, what, After Hours coming
after
up next?
After Hours is next.
After Hours is next. We will see you on Monday on the Sports Revolution.
For the best in trip-hop, acid jazz, lounge, dub, space rock, ambient, or anything down-tempo, mellow, and chill, tune in to the Sunday Night Lounge, the Stone Sister of After Hours, every Sunday night starting at 10 p.m., only on KNC 88.1.
Hi, I'm Cela Ward. Any working parent knows how hard it is to find good child care. 29 million boys and girls in this country are in serious need of a safe and affordable place to go while their parents work. You can help. Support the efforts of Colonel's Kids and your local YMCA child care. Call 888-333-YMCA. 888-333-YMCA.
One day, the phone rang.
It was the hospital near my daughter's college.
Mike Kefferly and Judy Miller want to prevent what happened to their families from happening to yours.
They said our son was seriously ill with a rare disease.
Meningococcal meningitis.
We didn't know college kids are at risk.
Vaccination could have saved Beth.
Within 24 hours, he was gone.
The vaccine has been around for years.
Health officials recommend parents and college students learn about meningitis and vaccination. A message from the National Meningitis Association.
You are listening to After Hours on WKNC 88.1 FM, Raleigh.
Listening to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. I'm your pilot tonight, DJ Russo, and we are going to play you some old school, and we're going to play all kinds of good old stuff for you for tonight. We also have a special guest DJ is coming up at about 9 o'clock, and we're going to bring you their goodies as well. So stick around. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
You're listening to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. And right now, this is a special mix by Alternate 8 called Euphoria. And featured songs like this one called Move Your Body by Expansions. Ahead of that was Take Me Away by the Pickup Girls. And as well as Rhythm is a Mystery by K-Class. Stay tuned. We got special guests, Assassin Nathan and Lyra, on the way in the next hour. Been listening to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. Coming up next, we have a track by Faithless by request. And coming up in the next few minutes, we'll have an interview with DJs Assassin Nathan and Lyria from the Dirge Factory. So stick around, we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts. Natural grace, or what? I heal my hurts. It's in the world I've become, contained in the hum between voice and drum. It's in change. The poetic justice of cause and effect. Respect, love, compassion. This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts. For tonight, God is a DJ. This is my church.
You're tuned in to After Hours here on WKNC FM Raleigh. That was God is a DJ by Faithless. By request for you folks out there in Radioland and Raleighwood. And now I have our special guest DJs tonight. DJ Assassin Nathan and DJ Lyria. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Now, you guys are doing something downtown, so to speak. Well, near downtown, really, and it's over at the Underground. It's formerly the old New Bar under Charlie Goodnight's, right?
Yes.
And tell me about some about it.
The bar itself, yes, is back underneath Charlie Goodnight's. You have to go in the back way. If you pull up on the street looking for the address, you won't see any cars. You don't really see much of a parking lot if you're on the back of the building.
Yes.
And what we do there is we do a goth industrial event and fetish night once a month. Fourth Sunday of every month, which is this coming Sunday.
That's right. And we'll have some giveaways for that coming up in about the next half hour or so, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And I'm sure our listeners will enjoy that. And what else, how did you guys come up with the name, or, you know, what inspired you to do the nights? Whose idea was it?
Well, we got asked to do the night by the owners of the Underground. They asked us to do a goth industrial dance night, and we later changed it to a monthly fetish party, and we've been getting a pretty good crowd out there every fourth Sunday.
And pretty big good turnout.
Yeah, we've had a great turnout, especially the last few months.
All right.
This Sunday, we're having a Halloween costume contest with prizes.
Ooh.
So come out dressed in your best.
You can, like, test out your Halloween costumes or your everyday costumes.
And we're also having a guest DJ, DJ Zero Angel from Atlanta, Georgia.
That's right. That's right. And along with DJ, DJ C?
Or DJ C as
yes.
well. He's the other resident DJ.
Yes. Okay. And when now, what kind of artists or music would you might expect to hear, or names that people might recognize, or
well,
maybe
I'm
not
sure
even
that
recognize?
A lot of people who haven't been out to a goth industrial night lately probably think it's all going to be Bauhaus and Sisters of Mercy. And yeah, sure, you'll hear some of that at Birch Factory, but it's not all doom and gloom. And so what we're going to play in the next hour, I hope, is going to be representative of some of the newer stuff, some of the happier stuff. Some of the dancier stuff that you might hear out at Birch Factory.
All right. Well, yeah, I know we brought your music up here, and we'll be playing that in the next hour or so. And there's something else I was going to ask you. Oh, so where did the name Dirge Factory come from? What is a Dirge Factory?
And that's a good question. When we were trying to come up with a name for the event, several of us were brainstorming over it. I was looking all over the web, trying not to duplicate anybody else's name,
mm-hmm.
or at least, like, nobody in the States. And I don't remember exactly where Dirge Factory came from. I can't remember which of us came up with that one. But it's a phrase that I think we put together. A dirge is sort of a slow, plodding gloomy song off from For Like a Funeral.
Oh, okay.
A lot of what we play isn't slow, but it can be kind of gloomy and spooky. It's a gospel.
Right, right.
And the factory part, well, there's old factory equipment at Underground. The place was a creamery about 100 years ago, and they still have pumps and pipes and some industrial equipment in there. So,
I didn't know that.
Sort of factory-ish.
That's cool. All right.
And it just sounds good. We like it. It kind of explains what we do.
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Now, how long have you guys been doing this now?
8 months.
Okay. So, not quite a year yet, but coming up, you'll be doing a big anniversary party.
We do have plans for our one-year anniversary in February.
All right. So, now, is this next party, this Sunday, is that kind of your big blowout party because it's October and, or...
I would say so.
The costumes.
And in the whole goth industrial scene, you know, a lot of people like to dress up in the same fetish crowd. Especially in the goth crowd, though. You know, October is a big month. There's so many events, fun things going on. Halloween is the holiday of the year for that crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is our big night. This is our probably one of our, be one of our bigger annual parties.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And what, how now, did you, how did, well, I'm going to ask Nathan, how did you get involved with the goth industrial scene? As it is today, or as it was maybe back in the day.
Back in the day. Back around 1990, 91, when I was going to state here, and I met up with a whole bunch of other people that were interested in that, they started dragging me out to the fallout shelter.
Ah, okay.
So we tie back into there, which a lot of people have heard that name before. And from then on, I was just involved in the scene, mostly from just going and dancing and listening to music and going to shows at various places. New people who DJed off and on over the years, and I was right about 2 years ago, I got invited to come spin for Dracula's Daughter with DJ Mouse, and became a resident there over the local 506.
Oh, yeah.
And then we did a couple of other events elsewhere. I've done some guest DJing at Legends, done a couple of private events, done a couple things at Ringside.
Yeah.
The Fame.
That's right.
It's definitely the Glamour production.
Yes, definitely.
And Dirge Factory came along, and they were doing this.
Raleigh's always kind of had a good goth industrial scene, even if it hasn't been always on the surface, I guess, in terms of, well, it's always kind of been underground, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that I hear about some larger cities that have less going on a monthly basis or even a weekly basis than we have here.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, the only experience I had was from going to the Fallout myself. And, you know, Steve would always kind of do that music first part of the night and then kind of get more into the ravier kind of stuff later on. And, you know, I always enjoyed that, you know, ministry and, you know, well, I'll go ahead and say it, Susie and the Banshees. And, but, you know, all those other bands, too. And in fact, I'm trying to get Steve up here to do one night, maybe later to... before the year is out, at least, and, you know, have him polish off some of his records. But he's been very busy right now, and I think he's moving right now. So, you know, how that can be really hectic.
DJ Steve's awesome. He's always been one of the top two or three DJs in the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, I agree. Definitely. Now, after Fallout kind of shut down, I guess Legends kind of picked up maybe some of where it left off, I suppose. And
they did.
Yes, they still do Monday and Thursday.
That's right. Now, was Joey doing that the whole time? Or?
Yes, although sometimes he has guest DJs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he does have some guest DJs every now and then.
Once in a while.
Right. Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to add or talk about? Or that's this Sunday.
This Sunday, I hope that some of the folks out there will come check us out and come say hi.
A few other details about the event that might be important. This is an 18 and up event. No membership required for the club. They're a restaurant during the week, a really good restaurant, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to have a specific club policy membership thing because they have a liquor license. They do have a full bar, good wine selection. We've got the dance floor. Please try to come dress appropriately for a fetish or costume or Halloween event or goth night. If you don't know what to wear, put on something black.
And if you want more information, you can go to dirge-factory.com, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's put on some more music. And this will be courtesy of DJ Lyria.
This first song I have queued up is Anders Manga, a band from Charlotte with We Won't Stay Dead.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a few minutes after these messages.
KNC 88.1.
Dude, it is going to be so cool when we're both at college.
Yeah, if I finish my loan application.
Wait, this says men.
Selective service registration. Uh-oh.
Didn't you register when you turned 18?
No, my guidance counselor talked about it, but I blew it off.
You need to register. It's the law. If you don't, you won't qualify for that student loan, and you won't be enjoying college life. Just go to www.sss.gov or register at your post office. And when you get to college, don't forget to register for classes, too.
This is Monk from Rabbit and the Moon, and you're listening to After Hours, WKNC FM Raleigh.
Saturday Night 80s, your home for Backtracks. If you love rock and roll like Joan Jett loves rock and roll, then fix yourself a Vegemite sandwich and join Mojo on the radio for Backtracks.
Every Saturday from 8 till 11 p.m.
Heard only on KNC 88.1.
Hey, man, where's the illest club in Raleigh?
I don't know.
Who has the illest baby mama night in the world?
I don't know.
That's right. I don't know where it's Haters Haven every Friday night.
Hey, did somebody say something about some free haterade?
What's up for baby mama night?
I don't know.
On the real, if you're wicking, then we're tricking.
If you got a WIC card, check,
or any other form of government assistance, the bottle of champagne is
on us.
Oh, by the way, players, check out Pimped Out Perm Night.
Fellas, if your perm is better than the girl you came with, you get it for free and you get a free box of relaxers.
Yeah, that's cool, player, but how did I get the club? I don't know.
Get off that big-ass exit off the Beltline.
Then go to the first light and hang a right.
Then go down and hit another right.
Kick in another right.
And then knock off the next right, and there you are.
Where?
I don't know.
When someone asks you where to go, just say...
Ming and FS from Hell's Kitchen NYC. You're listening to After Hours on WKNC FM Raleigh.
Do you like scary movies? We don't. We listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Freak 88.1.
Yo, what's up? This is DB. You're listening to WKNC 88.1, drum and bass for a loving race.